when you get your heart broken, it is so hard to trust again. You don't want to trust again. You don't want to give your heart to anybody else because you don't want to be messed up again. In today's video, I'm going to explain what you need to do if you're unable to trust again. What is up, guys? My name is Sumi. I'm an online coach, and if you're interested in working with me, the link is down below. I'd love to work with you. If you're new to this channel, hit that bell notification to stay on top of all of our videos, and definitely follow me on all major platforms because I post a lot of different content everywhere else. Let's get into today's topic, where I talk about if you're unable to trust again. Many people come to me after a breakup, and it's really hard to trust after a breakup. It's very hard to trust anyone, really, in today's world because you don't really know who they are. I agree with you. I definitely think that it's definitely a skill that we have to learn. And naturally, when you look at the world today, like, you don't even know what's real. Like, social media is not real. What you see on the internet is not real. What you see on dating apps is not even real. People, when they meet you, are a lot of times very fake because they're putting on the best version of themselves. And so it's really, really hard to move past a heartbreak, a breakup, a betrayal, infidelity, cheating. How can you trust somebody when someone did you so dirty? How can you trust somebody when everybody you meet just kind of stabs you in the back? So let me explain something to you here, okay? I was in a situation where I was cheated on, actually multiple times. And after that situation, I could have adopted the belief that, oh, all girls are bad. All girls are cheaters. All girls are liars. But you know what changed me? When I looked at the mirror and I looked at myself and I said, I'm not a cheater. I'm not a liar. I'm not someone that wants to inflict negativity upon somebody. I'm not someone that wants to hurt somebody. I never wanted to. And so that statement, that understanding, that realization right there showed me that, look, there's not all bad people out there in the world because I'm one of them. I genuinely think I'm a good person. I genuinely think I try my best in the relationships that I'm in. I wasn't always perfect in every relationship, I'll tell you that right now, but I have tried to become better and better every single day. And because of that internal bias I have towards myself, that love I have towards myself, I realize that I can't be the only one in 8 billion people. So the first part of trusting people is trusting yourself. And I think a lot of times we jump into relationships in the wrong way, or we pick the wrong people. See, it's not that trusting people is bad, it's just that you misplaced your trust. You put your trust into someone that wasn't good for you. You know they weren't good for you. People probably told you they weren't good for you. You probably saw all the signs, but you were so emotionally stubborn that you just kept pushing through it. You kept trying to trust this person and change this person and be with this person and try to make it right. And sometimes you didn't know, and that's your lack of due diligence. There are always red flags. There are always red flags. I got red flags, and I don't even think I'm a person that's really that bad. I have red flags about myself. If a girl were to come to me and say, hey, would you be a good person today? Or you have any red flags? I would say, first and foremost, I work in the finance industry. I travel a lot. I have a huge social media following. These are general red flags. It doesn't mean that because I travel a lot, I'm cheating all the time. It doesn't mean that because I have a lot of followers, I'm acting on the lack of discipline. It doesn't mean that I'm in finance, that just because I make a little bit of money, that I'm a bad guy. It doesn't mean that. But generally speaking, people have red flags, and you have to look through these red flags, and you have to identify if they actually hold true, or they are not necessarily, if they hold true, or they are just a flag, or they're just an indication. See, a red flag is not necessarily meaning that someone is bad. It's an indication, it's an advertisement that this person could have something deeper that's negative towards you in the proximity of the relationship. So it's something that you should look at. And a lot of times, you're just not looking at it. And that's why you don't trust yourself. You don't trust yourself, and that's why you can't trust other people. You don't trust yourself as a good person, and so you're projecting your negativity upon the world where everybody is bad and everybody's out to get you. Maybe because you're out to get people. Maybe because you're negative. Ask yourself, honestly, are you a good person? If you are, great. How many other people are there in the world? 8 billion? Okay, you can't be the only one. So it just comes down to you looking for the people that are good. The second thing I'm going to tell you is you got to stop chasing what you've always chased. You have to learn to redefine your standards in the relationship. You might tell me, oh, I can't help who I love. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Say it with me. Yes, I can. You can change the people that you love. You can. You pick and choose the people that you put your time into, that you invest into, that you have a family with, that you let sleep with you, that you let unleash in you, all the stuff. You pick and choose who you are with. You pick and choose. So don't sit here and tell me, like, I can't help it. I don't want to hear that. Why are you lying? Why are you lying to yourself? The moment that you let go of your control is the moment that you can't change anything. Why are you so quick to defend a certain belief or mindset that is actually not benefiting you? When you can pick and choose who you love and who you can be with, that is where you actually win. Yes, you may be lustful towards a certain type of person. You may be attracted to certain types of people, but you can pick and choose who you end up with. Trust me, I'm still attracted to some levels of toxicity. I still look at the toxic girls. I'm like, damn, she looks good. But does that mean I go up and date them and try to talk to them? Absolutely not. Stay away from me. I have learned. I've been burned. I've been hurt. I understand that putting my trust in someone that displays toxic characteristics is typically not good because there's so many red flags there. I'm going to choose someone that's calmer, that's nicer, that's more peaceful, that's more controlled. And look, peace is boring. By definition, peaceful is boring. If everything is peaceful and everything is nice, nothing crazy is happening. There's no explosions happening. It's calm. It's peaceful. And in a relationship, there's not arguments. There's not drama. There's not cheating. There's not infidelity. So some of you have to get really happy with boredom. Some of you need to get so busy in your life doing things, being focused, being disciplined, that boredom is actually peaceful to you and it's actually fun for you. See, boredom is fun for me because I'm working all the time. I don't have time for the drama. I don't have time for negativity. I don't want to walk in my house and deal with some girl that's cheating on me and deal with the nonsense and deal with an argument. I want to deal with someone that's calm, that's peaceful, that's boring, that's simple, that's just super easy to deal with. I don't want to deal with the problem. Some girls think it's attractive to be a problem. Some guys think it's attractive to be drama filled. And there's a lot of people that will say you need to be her drama. Yeah, if she's not doing anything with her life, if she ain't got anything going for her, if she's not focused on building a family. For the young girls that ain't got nothing going on, yeah, you want the guy that gives you drama. You want the guy that's gonna put you in situations like that. I've dated girls like that and I've been their drama and it ain't that fun. It gets boring. And ain't that fun, because the moment that you get busy, it messes you up. And look, some guys like the toxic girl because they are not working hard enough. They ain't got stuff going for them. The guys that like toxic women are the guys that are not successful. And the girls that like men that are toxic are the girls that got nothing going on for them. The moment when someone is performing at a high level in life is the moment that they start to go for healthier characteristics and better characteristics that bring more peace. A lot of you need to understand that you need to go for peaceful characteristics. And that's when you can easily trust somebody. When someone is peaceful and kind and boring and really just a good person all around. I say boring like a bad thing, but I really mean it in a good way. That's when you can trust them. That's when you can say, I can let go and I can unleash my trust here. See, just because someone did you dirty and someone burned you doesn't mean that you shut off that valve. Doesn't mean that you give that up. Because trust expedites things. See, because I trust my office assistant to have my keys, I don't have to go to the office every day and unlock it and lock it and make sure it's good. I trust somebody to deal with it, which makes my life easier. It makes things faster. I delegate to elevate. Trust is the best thing that you can do to grow a business. Trust is the best thing that you can do to grow a relationship. But many times, we just misplace our trust. You can trust somebody. You can love somebody. You can tell everybody everything. But if you do it to the wrong people, they will use it against you. They will weaponize the things that you've told them, and they will try to hurt you. So you just have to learn to be careful and cautious about who you trust. Don't ever feel like you can't trust people and that everybody's out there to get you. You need to pick better. You need to be more refined. And if you do genuinely feel like the world is out there to get you, then you need to really take a look at yourself in the mirror and say, why do I have these delusions of grandeur? I'm not that important. I might have a little bit of following on social media, but the thing is, not everybody really care about me. Most of you don't care about what's going on in my life. Most of you are not following every single move that I make. Most of you just aren't that devoted to my lifestyle and my platform. And for those of you that are, I appreciate you. I love you. I care about you. And I'm so grateful that you guys take interest in my life. But the big thing I want you to understand is most people don't care. Most people are not out here to betray you. Most people are just trying to live their life selfishly for themselves. So when you start to understand that the first interaction of being with somebody is always transactional, and there's going to be no loyalty, you're typically going to be a lot better. Loyalty is built on three major factors, okay? When someone is loyal to you, they typically derive some level of dopamine from you. You make them feel better about themselves and about life. That's the first thing, because people are always going to be loyal to things that make them feel good. Number two, you bring them comfort and habituation. Not necessarily in dopamine, but they're so used to you. Like your family members, you're so used to them. So you are loyal to them by default because you see them all the time. Your mailmen, the people that live in your building, your neighbor, you're always going to be a little bit nicer to your neighbor because they're locally around you. They're in proximity of you. This is a very hunter-gatherer trait that we have. So people that you see very often and that you're around a lot are going to be some people that you are naturally going to trust, and they're going to trust you just by default. I know that you may not have the best relationship with your neighbor, your mailman, whatever it might be, but generally speaking, it's habituation. And the third thing is some kind of belief that they're going to improve your life and some kind of belief that you're going to improve their life. It's a belief about the future. This person is going to be useful to me in the future. And this is where trust and loyalty is really developed. So ask yourself if you're someone that delivers these three things and stop placing your trust in people that don't deserve it. And if you don't trust anybody in the world, take a look in the mirror and understand that you're not that special and not everybody's out there to get you. I hope this video helped you. If you ever have any questions for me, reach out to me on social media. Feel free to click the link below if you ever want to jump inside my coaching program. There's a form that you can fill. It'll give me a little bit of information about you, and my team will reach out to you personally to talk to you about your situation and if we can help. Until next time, guys, sue me out.